Deborah Sweet is the national coordinator of World Can't Wait. Her incredible foresight and calm and continuous dedication has made her an anchor of this whole movement. Before this, she spent years in the struggle to defend women's lives and abortion access. She has not only taken on the current president, but also at age 19, while receiving an award from Richard Nixon, told him that he was responsible for killing millions of people in Southeast Asia. That's right. He got angry, turned and left the room, making a front page story and international news. Deborah Sweet, everyone.
All across this country tonight, many thousands of people that I don't even know are making preparations for 65 hours from now across this country to drive out the Bush regime. Tonight, Daniel Ellsberg, Alice Walker, Boots Riley of the Coup, and others are together in Oakland, California, doing something similar to what we're doing. And people all over the country have contributed in the last 3 days to yet another full-page ad to drive out the Bush regime in the New York Times. After what happened in the U.S. Congress last week, if we are silent, if we don't come back with as much strength and determination as possible, we will deserve whatever fate befalls us. But there are two things. Number one, an ad will appear, we believe, Wednesday in the Times, doing three important things: explaining this bill, number two, how bad this bill is, and number three, what we are going to do about it. Drive out this regime responsible for this intolerable, illegitimate crime being perpetrated on humanity. And the other thing that we are doing is 65 hours from now, this Thursday, across the country, in places from Alaska to the corners of Florida, in the big cities and in the really small towns, such as Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. As Araby said and Sansara said, in the red states, in the places where many people in New York think are lost to Bush thought, we have found people through our nationwide advertising who feel as we do, that the future has to be taken up by people such as ourselves, people living in this country who are continuing to say, not in our name will we tolerate this being done to people living in this country or to people in the world. And we hold in our hands tonight, we have 2.5 days across this country to do something extremely important, and that is loft this movement to a whole other level. I want to challenge everyone here tonight, use your sick days, use your vacation days, play hooky. Take some of the 100,000 flyers outside in the hallway, the posters, the buttons, the books from Craig Murray and the DVDs available. Go out and gather people in your living room, in your classrooms, next to the water cooler, and have a conversation. Do people want to live in a country that is going in this direction?
No.
We don't want to live there, and we have to go out and find the other people and bring them with us into the streets on Thursday at noon at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza. Then we're going to march down to Union Square. At 4 p.m., we'll be rallying again for the people who couldn't take off work and leave school. Many, many of us are going to show how serious we are by doing just that. But I want to tell you one important thing. None of this happens without the resources and the passion of everybody in this room and all the people you know. It takes money to put on these rallies, to print these flyers. Do you think that our opponents are at all apologetic for taking money from people? From the neocons to the Christian fundamentalists, they're constantly shilling for money and taking money. And I used to be apologetic about this, but I am not any longer. It takes money in the buckets that we're passing around tonight to drive out a regime. We are building a serious movement to do this. It takes checks, it takes online donations, it takes in-kind donations. And this is a huge opportunity that those of us living in this country have to show the rest of the world, much larger than a bumper sticker or a button, that we are determined to drive out this regime and we are making the sacrifices necessary to do it.